Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are talking about Luke Cage Season 2, Episode 5, All Sold Out.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeffrey. We heard that him didn't... say it, man. Heroes.
Yeah, he did. No, he said hire and hero in the same sentence, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. No.
You want to hire this hero?
Yeah. I didn't mean literally. Just he said you want to hire this hero. So he's like embracing the idea of making money by getting hired, which is pretty awesome.
Yep. I'm just reminded of Donald Glover. I'm sorry, Childish Gambino's This Is America. Get your money, black man.
black man, get your money. There were multiple people in like the first or second episode of this season who said, get paid, black man. They just said that phrase. And I was like I'm sure they're not, that Childish Gambino is not the first to say something to that nature.
Probably not.
It was just funny that I wondered if that was an influence on the season at all.
Yeah, you would think it's probably timely.
Right, or if that this was, I was wondering if this was written before or those lines were written before or after the Childish Gambino video, just because it's so similar. But they, you'd think if they were written after, they would have just said, "Get your money, black man," which would be more like the song. I love that song. I love that video and song. It's so good. Yeah. Okay, so I really enjoyed this episode.
Did it finally kick off?
Yeah, I think this is my favorite so far of this season. We've got, Misty Knight doing her thing, got that arm.
She finally got her arm. She picked up a coffee cup.
I said I wanted it. The last cast, what we did, I said, I want Heroes for Hire, and I want that robot arm. And they gave them both to me this episode.
And I want things to happen. And they were like, here, things are happening now.
What I particularly enjoyed about the whole Heroes for Hire thing, I really liked him going to that office, and having Foggy there was just super fun. And Foggy interacting with Luke in general is really fun.
Yes, it is. I love Foggy's enamored nature.
Yeah, and I always love when superpowers aren't treated with, because superpowers are, it's a cool thing to have them. I mean, you know, like, it's just it's generally a positive, but on these shows, it's always treated only as a responsibility, and I really like when they highlight the, like, fun parts of having superpowers, and I just love Foggy being like, I gotta get superpowers. fun. It's so Foggy, and it's just good.
Well, I mean, with superpowers, Method Man wrote a song about you, and you kick it sometimes. Like, damn, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's super good. And just having Luke be in that, like, nice lawyer's office and see all that Luke Cage paraphernalia or whatever. Super fun.
Yeah, it was like a Luke Cage museum. And then, like, he looks at the Seagate jumpsuit, and he's just like, that's incorrect.
Yeah, those are orange, and they'll give you one for free if you get locked up.
Yep. If you get charged, they'll give you one for free.
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, that's awkward. Because, how do you respond to that?
Yeah.
Other than be like, ha ha, you were in prison. Well, I get it.
I think he actually said, ah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, funny joke. And I think he's feeling more awkward than he got ripped off on the jumpsuit.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so a lot of other things happened in this episode, but the most important ones are three heads on spikes.
Yes. And we didn't know any of them had been killed, correct?
Yeah, we didn't know that any of them had been killed. We just knew that they were disappearing.
One of Mariah's guys disappeared.
Yep.
And that was one of them, right?
Yep. Ray.
And then one of the heads was...
one of the heads was the businessman
Mark
who...
something?
Yeah.
The businessman.
Yeah, the businessman who sold his plastics company.
Yeah, the guy I thought was a scammer. And that, by the way...
No. The investor dude is the guy who thought he was a scammer.
That's right.
Mr. Jones.
Piranha. Is Piranha the scammer? Yeah. Piranha is the guy who came up with this whole plan.
Yeah.
It's really interesting how the good guys and bad guys are kind of becoming very intermingled in this season.
Yeah, shades of gray, man. Shades of gray.
Well, I don't know if they're going really with shades of gray, except it's just that, like, all the heroes and villains are kind of having different reasons to interact instead of just like, oh, they're bad, I'm good, let's fight. It's like they're all interacting in various ways with all. It makes things a little muddled, but it also makes things a little feel a little more real.
Yeah, it brings it into the world. It's a real, like, this is Harlem, you know? Like, this is all happening in a neighborhood.
Yeah. So.
And the third guy was Cockroach.
Cockroach.
Headless Cockroach. Can't scurry away now, can you, bitch?
And that's who Misty was in the apartment of, right?
Yeah, she was in his apartment. That's the guy that Luke beat the shit out of.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
It's just I'm getting all my bearings on all these names and faces.
Come on, man. Don't you know it all by now? We got Comanche. We got Shades.
Yeah, those I know. Yeah, man. Really, really fun episode, except for the heads on Spike. And the...
it was so gross.
The not-so-fun flashbacks of Misty's old partner.
Oh yeah, Scarf. We got to see Scarf again.
Yeah, it was nice to see the actor, but
it was uncomfortable.
Very sad for Misty that she missed all those signs. It was like clearly signs that he was dirty all along and she just didn't see it. And it's possible that Cockroach was an innocent man, apparently, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that any of the cases that he tampered with the evidence on, you know, could have gone another way.
Yeah.
It's crazy that she's having all these doubts and second thoughts and everything about the system.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just her partner, not even the system.
Yeah.
I mean, she got to the point to where she was going to put a Judas bullet, like a federal crime, possessing a Judas bullet. She was going to put this into a man's house and blame him and, like, you know, get him pinched for it. Like, that's real, real deep. Mm-hmm. That's down there and down that dark path.
Yeah, that's pretty dark. Was she gonna do that to Cockroach?
Yeah, she was gonna do that to Cockroach.
That's weird, just because she thinks he might have been innocent of the other time.
Yeah, but she knows that he's a piece of shit, is the thing.
Yeah.
And, like, there's the ethics question of how far is too far to get somebody who you know is bad off the streets.
Sure.
And then I would think, personally, I would think that planting evidence to commit somebody of a federal level crime is way too far.
Yes, I agree. I mean,
we don't need Matthew Westfox to know that.
Nope. No, we don't need the Superhero Ethics Podcast for that one. But, you know, I mean, like, there obviously an argument could be made that if he's dangerous enough, do whatever you have to do to take him down.
But
she says it, you know, she says to Scarf, like, there's only one way to do this job right.
And it's the letter of the law.
Letter of the law.
Yep. And geez, like, seeing her grapple with that, especially knowing everything that she's been through the first season and a half. And then, you know, in the Defenders, like, seeing her grapple with that is the same struggle that anybody else could have. Like, I could do this right, you know, at my job. Like, I could wait for permission, or I could just go ahead and enact this change, even though I know that I might get in trouble. Like, if it's for the betterment of the company, like, I should just do it, right?
Mm.
Probably not.
Nope. You should follow the law, especially as a law enforcement officer.
Exactly. You know. It seems like Mariah's daughter, Tilda, is in the business. At least, I don't know, it seems like
she's joining her mother.
She's joining her mother for the current family business.
Which she thinks is her cleaning up, but
yeah,
it definitely looks like Tilda's being sucked in.
Yeah, it looks like she's being sucked in. I don't know that she thinks that she's cleaning it up so much as just she's becoming more okay with the shit from before.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, she's okay with the stuff from before, but that was pretty current, recent, like all this insider trading and everything. But for
no, I mean like the family legacy of like gun running and.
But she, I don't think she's okay with that stuff. I think she is. She's okay with it. She's okay with staying because her mom says they're done with all that stuff. But then there's three heads on spikes. It looks like maybe they're not done with that stuff.
Or that stuff's not done with them.
Yeah. So I think as we predicted in the very early on, I think we're still going to see Tilda get kind of sucked into this whole thing.
Yeah. 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 It was Shades actually that said it when Mariah was like, we're done with that. You know, we're done with the streets or whatever. We're done with that life. Or we're done with the game. That's what it is. And then he said, what if the game's not done with us? It's pretty much exactly what we were just talking about. What I thought interesting, though, in regard to Shades, is that he wants to buy Harlem's Paradise from Mariah and just take over running the street.
Yeah, which I don't know what his motivation is exactly. I don't know if he is... I mean, in a way, running Harlem Paradise is like... is the hill, you know, it's the hill that they're all fighting for.
Yeah.
It's where Cottonmouth was in charge. It's where she's been in charge. And now it's where Shades has like grown up in this community, believing that like, that's the highest station he's like aspired to. And I don't know how much of it is just him aspiring to that station and how much of it is him legitimately caring for her and wanting her to be able to go straight.
I don't think that he cares for her as much as they say out loud that he does.
Right. I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's going to have to be borne out through his actions in the future. And I could see it going anywhere from like, I think one, because of the toxic nature of both of these people, I think eventually their relationship is going to end in ruins. One is going to hurt the other one in a pretty bad way.
But yeah, obvious.
I don't know if that's like currently in his mind or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he did say in this episode, "I would go to hell and burn for you."
Yeah,
and I would burn in hell for you.
I heard that line and I thought, oh goodness, that's foreshadowing. Like, I have a feeling he's good that he's going to do exactly that. You know, like he's going to die for her in probably a horrible way, and she's probably going to have a hand in it.
Ooh, like she's gonna light him on fire. she's gonna drop the match.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
she's gonna be involved in making a decision that leads to his demise, and maybe even know that it's coming, and you know, do it anyway.
How dastardly!
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, I don't think there's much else to talk about on this episode. I want to get to the next one.
Yeah, man. Well, everybody, if you're digging these episodes, we're going to be dropping one a day for the next 13, 14 days, something like that, to keep up with those. But also, if you would like to hear them sooner, our patrons over on Patreon are getting these episodes all at once or all over a couple of days, as fast as we can watch them and record them. So we should have all of our Luke Cage episodes up on Patreon by Sunday or Monday. So we'll, if you want to get them that quick, which actually this should be coming out Sunday or Monday. So if you want to get all the episodes right now, go check out our Patreon. Patreon.
This one's actually a Tuesday episode.
Oh, okay. Well, they should all be up right now. And I'm in Alaska. this feels weird to talk about, like I'm time traveling.
Ooh.
But go to patreon.com/mcucast and we will our you can sign up right there and get all the episodes right away. Make a smaller donation as you like to gain access. We set it up for any donation. So 25 cents an episode, dollar an episode, that's awesome. Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for supporting the cast. Thank you guys for everything. We're the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast, mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. Look forward to hearing from all of you and doing a bunch of feedback when we get back, when I get back from Alaska. Talk to you soon.
Until next time, true believers.